In October 2009, a portable hard drive was stolen from the car of a computer technician who worked for the State Department of Health and Social Services. The hard drive may have contained patient data from the Office of Children's Services and Public Health, so the state was required to report its loss to the federal government. And the investigation that followed found big problems with security measures the state was taking to protect patient data.
The security lapses were fairly fundamental and also fairly long-standing.
Susan McAndrew is Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy with HHS. She says the investigation revealed a long list of shortcomings with the state's security procedures. She says the settlement amount is high because the list of infractions was so long.
The amount is reflective of the number of violations and the period of time over which they occurred.
The state of Alaska never determined whether there was, in fact, patient information on the hard drive. But Thor Ryan, chief security officer with the state of Alaska, says the state's policy is to err on the side of caution. And he says the timing of the incident was unfortunate.
Because we were partway through an encryption project to guard against just this kind of incident. Unfortunately, that particular drive had not been encrypted at the time it was stolen.
The state hasn't received any information from patients or law enforcement that anyone was impacted by the security breach. Ryan says after the incident, the department intensified its efforts to encrypt state computers and storage devices. He says the state also enhanced its security and privacy policies for employees.
And made numerous other improvements that weren't directly related to the theft to improve our security overall. So in short, it's improved a lot.
The only higher settlement amount over HIPAA Privacy Act violations was with CVS Pharmacy for $2.3 million in 2009. That case involved the improper disposal of patient information on prescription bottles. The Alaska case is the first settlement with a state. McAndrew says states are not entitled to preferential treatment when it comes to protecting patient privacy.
The rules apply equally to both public and private entities. The obligations are the same, and so our enforcement actions also need to be on the same footing.
McAndrew says the state was fully cooperative with the investigation. The state says it's already paid the settlement amount. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.